Tim Twentyman and Mike O'Hara here with DetroitLions.com. And Mike, big game in the NFC North this week. Lions are 2-3, looking up at the Chicago Bears at 4-1. They're coming off a bye. They're at home. It's Monday night. This is a big game, I think, because of what it means in the NFC North. You mentioned it earlier. A Lions win here, they're back in the race again.
Right. You know, like we said before, they can see the race now, that they can get in the race if they win it. Not only just for the Lions, but it tightens up for everybody else. You know, the Vikings, the Packers, the Lions. You bring the Bears back to 4-2, and they've lost a home game, and all of a sudden, the race is on. There's no Usain Bolt in the race anymore.
You know, the Lions are obviously coming off a big overtime win in Philadelphia. A game their defense played really well. Offense, again, a slow start, had to come back in the fourth quarter. They were able to this week, much like they did week one against the Rams.
And but the special teams didn't lose it either. That's another thing. Let's keep that in mind. They got a standoff.
But I think we can both agree that's not the recipe for success, and it's not the recipe for success against this Bears defense either.
No, it's not. I think you're going to have to hit some plays on the Bears. You're not going to grind through them. You're going to play your running game's going to have to fight the way it did against the Minnesota Vikings, and they didn't win that fight. I think you can throw on the Bears. I really do. I think the Lions have thrown on them before, and I think you can. Will they get big plays like they did in the home win a year ago, the long run by Javid Best, the long touchdown pass to Calvin Johnson, you're more likely to get the TD pass than you are, you know, to get the long run. So defense has got to bring it. Special teams has got to, you know, at least break even, contain Devin Hester, who hasn't been Devin Hester of late. And then the offense, no more of this, all the points in the fourth quarter. Get out of the gate, finish drive, score a couple touchdowns early, and it changes the game.
Scoring early is key for them. But so is not getting in bad situations
sure.
as well. Bears, number one in the NFL in third down. Teams only convert about 29% of the time on third down. They're really key on third and long. And they've forced 17 turnovers. So I think the two kind of coincide. You know, you get a team like the Lions in long third down situations where they have to make plays down the field. Let's say they're behind like they were last year. Now you're getting into trouble and against an aggressive defense with a lot of talented players. They've returned 5 interceptions for touchdowns. They have 18 sacks, 16 of which for their defensive line. So you can't be in third down situations.
I'm overwhelmed with stats. Let me take a deep breath. Let me give you a hidden statistic here. One for you, Tim Twentyman, and all you viewers out there on DetroitLions.com and our videos. Matthew Stafford does not fumble. You hit him, he doesn't fumble snaps, he doesn't fumble the ball away, it doesn't slip out of his hand when he's throwing. He is always ball secure. It's just a natural thing with him. So you're not going to see any of this Michael Vick stuff or even Jay Cutler when he's going bad. He takes care of the football. I think it's interceptions like quarterbacks do. You throw as much as he does, you'll get him, but he's secure with the ball.
I will finish on one stat for you and one stat for you guys as well. No team since the NFC North was created in 2002 has won that division after losing their first two games within the division. Big game for Lions Monday night.